WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Those wanting to take over the Bryan City Council seat in single-member District 4 were asked at Wednesday night's candidates forum about proposed changes to the city charter.
Colin Cardonia opposes banning relatives of council members from holding paid or volunteer positions with the city.
My child will not be able to work or do any volunteer work at the Bryan Animal Shelter.
Mike Sutherland says the proposal expands on what's on the books in College Station.
The volunteer part is covered under services of the wording in that charter amendment. And it's not a problem in any other town. I don't know why it'd be a problem here.
You can listen to the forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in as many months, Governor Perry visited the BioCorridor. Before touring Texas A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing, he announced the federal government has asked Texas A&M officials to submit a proposal to manufacture one of the most promising new drugs to treat victims of Ebola. If selected, the center is prepared to take action immediately to produce ZMAP for clinical trials or experimental therapy. A Bryan man was shot and killed during a disturbance early Wednesday morning at a Northside Bryan home. The victim was identified as 22-year-old DeTorian Peterson. Police are still looking for three black men who left a home in the 2900 block of Louisiana that Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victim shared with two others.
They have been interviewed by the police department, yeah.
McKeithen says the cause of the disturbance has not been determined. College Station police investigated two acts of violence Tuesday night. In and outside of the Polo Club apartments on Dominick, six people were arrested on a variety of charges. One was arrested for breaking into the apartment and trying to remove one of the residents by pulling her hair. Four others were arrested for fighting, and the sixth was in possession of a handgun with a felony record. An hour before that, CSPD went to College Station Medical Center, where a man was being treated for three stab wounds that were not life-threatening. The victim says he was stabbed during a fight near Terra Park off Welburn Road. Two suspects are still at large. Tuesday's meeting of the College Station School Board was the first time there was a discussion that could lead to the district's next bond issue. Superintendent Clark Ely says continued enrollment growth is calling at some point to build the district's 10th elementary school, a third intermediate school, and a third middle school.
It's probably even too early to determine when exactly we're going to go. We just started the discussion in looking at enrollment numbers and school capacities.
CSISD has added more than 1,300 students in the last 2 years. That growth rate is almost double what it was in the previous 10 years. The board also received an update on the bond package approved by voters last November. You can read the list on our website at WTAW.com. Tonight's Fall Festival at Oakwood Intermediate School in College Station includes a duct tape fundraiser. PTO member Miranda Crescione says Principal Jeff Mann agreed to be taped to the wall, which was the PTO's second option.
He actually has a mustache, and we were hoping he'd let us shave it off because we thought that would raise a lot more money, but he kindly declined. He said his wife would not let him do that.
Starting tonight at 6:30, Mann will be taped to the wall at $1 a strip. Proceeds benefit Oakwood's Technology Fund. A YouTube video promoting the event is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:09. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwornemann Flooring today.
Zwornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. It's a good thing the Nissan Altima gets great gas mileage, because once you start driving it, you won't want to stop. Right now, get the 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S for a nice guy price of only $18,988. Just $18,988 for a brand new 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Model code 13115. Two or more at this price. Price includes $2,267 Douglas discount, $1,250 Nissan customer cash, $1,000 NMA. AC Captive Cash.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Hey there, it's 7-Eleven. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our weather brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Some cloudiness moving across our portion of the state this morning. We should have partial sun through those clouds. They are producing some showers, but they seem to be drying up as they're moving east. We'll keep a watch on them. High temperatures 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. It becomes partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 85. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60 for the low, and then mostly sunny with a high of 80 to 85 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports here in just a bit with Aggie football. Will there be any coaching changes? Coach Sumlin says no with an explanation. We've got more on that. If you hadn't heard earlier, North Carolina is in a whole lot of trouble. Two decades worth of hundreds of student athletes that graduated that probably shouldn't have.
Oh, my. Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll have that and a whole lot more coming up. We'll do it in sports.
In all their sports or just?
Predominantly football and basketball.
Oh, well.
Go figure basketball in North Carolina.
Wow. Okay. Well, they're there to hire, you know, they hire them to win games.
they're not hired, they're students.
I'm talking about the coaches.
Oh. Yeah. Well, they didn't know anything about it.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I forgot. They have staff to handle those kind of things. Yeah. 720. I don't know if you heard something you should know today. Kind of interesting stuff. We'll pull up a soundbite in just a few minutes. But basically what they're saying is that social media, not nearly as effective as it used to be, for one simple reason. Everybody's talking and nobody's listening.
Yeah, I saw that.
We discussed that the other day at a meeting.
Did you?
And Facebook monkeys around with stuff.
Okay.
Not everyone sees everything.
Right? No.
And the more you say, the less they'll show it to people.
Really?
Yep.
That's what. Well, and again, I mean, well.
The more people interact with you, the more likely you are to be seen with other people. But it's a weird numbers game, and it's always changing. And Facebook's basically trying to make it hard to game the system.
Okay.
They're hoping that you're just being honest and just putting stuff out there when you want to put it out there.
But instead?
Well, I mean, people have financial interest in it,
sure.
And they're trying to
monetize it.
You can call it gaming the system, but yeah, monetize it, mm-hmm. Get the most out of it.
Mm-hmm. Can we just get to the point where we're really not doing anything the way that we used to from a communication standpoint? Can we just get to the point where you just look at people? And then you just kind of tilt your head or raise an eyebrow or, yeah, exactly, or grunt, yeah. And hold up your device so that they can read what you want to say to them.
That's been done before.
Yeah.
They were called Neanderthals.
Yeah. Really, did they have, was that like, how big was that cell phone?
I'm just, you know, the grunting at one another.
Oh, yeah. Well, chores. Chores now. That happy home requires where everybody pitches in and does their part, okay? Some chores, obviously, not as fun as others. Comes now the tool to automate chore delegation. That's right, it's... There. Chore Buster.
Oh.
Chore Buster. It is the tool to automate the chore delegation within your household. Not only will it remind you and your family members or roommates... Oh, I didn't even think about that. That will end well, won't it? It delegates those off so that each week there are weekly emails and online charts. But it also randomizes who receives what chore. This means that you don't have to alter the charts every few weeks so that everybody gets a mixture of chores. Instead, this tool removes all that pressure, and it automates it. I mean, how wonderful could that be? Yeah, because I was thinking of it as a family, but now you bring the roommate word into it. I could see baseball bats in anger. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's just that time that you know, Horace the Nerdo holds up his cell phone to say to Rocky, the high school jock, hey, you didn't take out the garbage, and the chore buster said it was your turn. That's about the time when he snatches the phone and does a baseball bat thing on it on the floor and says, here's your chore buster back. I'm not trying to say that violence will come from this, but I'm just saying I could see some unhappy things happening. Lots of muttering around the household. But you see, again, because it randomizes it, that probably takes a lot of pressure off. So, hey, did you ever see that that Back to the Future thing with the hoverboard?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Zip around town like Marty McFly used to back then. Kickstarter for a company called Hendo Hoverboards.
It's awesome.
Been launched. They promised to deliver the world's first real hoverboard.
I saw the prototype.
Yeah. Gonna cost $10K,
yeah.
Just saying.
And it is unfathomably loud.
Well, that's not going to work.
That's exactly what it sounds.
Really? It wasn't that way in the movie.
And it only works on metal.
What do you mean you have to be over metal?
Yep.
Oh, so it's what, a magnetic thing?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds a little dangerous.
But what if you switch the polarity?
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, if you could do it by remote control, you're talking about coming to a screeching halt. Anyway,
get some guy going downhill, thunk.
Five of the available 10 are already spoken for, and buyers should have their futuristic rides 1 year from now, is what they say. I don't know how much they got in Kickstarter right now, but again, $10K. I think also you can get T-shirts if you're not ready to go for the full deal. Okay, that'd be fine. Children in a small town in northern Canada on the front lines of climate change. A hamlet of about 2,300 people in the Canadian territory of Nunavut. And that means that there's no outdoor trick-or-treating because it's where it is. So they come inside this time of year for that. They can't go door-to-door. Kids instead spend their holiday inside the community hall at the town, which they turn into a haunted house, and they do face painting and all that stuff. Over the last several years, shore ice has diminished along the western edge of the Hudson Bay, thus has forced the annual polar bear migration closer to town.
Whoa.
And obviously, the bears prefer to be out as far on the ice as possible, but as they get closer, you know, because they need food, they wander in, which means that the bears sometimes wander right through town. So human-bear run-ins are not good.
No.
Don't happen a lot, but one a year would probably be enough that you probably wouldn't want to do it again. So that's what they do, is they bring the kids for safety's sake. In Colorado, they're worried about putting dope in the candy. In Canada, they're worried about the bears eating the kids. So that's why
inside. The last time we talked about a bear, it was attacking a guy, and the guy tried to save him and shot the guy.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, again, it's probably just best
Leave well enough alone.
They can't let those bears get that candy. It's got to be...
Once the bears find out about that, if the bears are social networking and finding out that there's candy in town, they'll be there.
Getting sugar daddies out of your canine.
Then what you do is you get the dope candy to the bears and just make them sleepy.
Would you love to see that? Some chilled out polar bears? I need a Twinkie to go along with that Coca-Cola, right? All right. Well, think about this now. If you want to have a child that is a happy child, then you might want to time it, because now science has found that maybe this is something that you should take into consideration when preparing to have a baby. At least in regards to how that baby will turn out in life. A study of 400 people found in what season a baby is born has a big effect on the personality that they'll be as adults.
Really?
Well, I mean, if you want to believe the study, okay?
So
buy the premise, buy the bit. Do you?
Why not?
According to researchers, babies born in the summer tend to be moody, okay? Babies born in the winter, less likely to be irritable adults. Babies born in the spring are exceedingly positive, upbeat, and optimistic. And those born in the autumn are more likely to be depressive in nature.
Would you say that the difference between a 50-year-old and a 51-year-old is less significant than a newborn and a 1-year-old?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, so you go through four seasons during that time.
Okay.
You're developing this entire time. Why shouldn't very strong external influences influence that particular part of your development?
But that it shows up 50 years after the fact?
I have no problem believing that.
Really?
Humans are pretty crazy people.
Well, yeah.
Hello? Well,
yeah, where does that put my mother-in-law?
For your car, your home, your business, too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I'm running for Bryan City Council. According to the Eagle, my opponent says he has no ties to the mayor, yet he received over $29,000 in donations and contributions from the mayor's close friends and current council members. My opponent was not only bankrolled by the mayor, he was handpicked by the mayor. He cannot be an independent representative for you. I'm the only independent voice in this race. If you want to end favoritism and bring citizen-focused government to Bryan, vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Paid for by the Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 25th, it's selecting and planting trees and shrubs, plant selection, proper planting techniques, and how to take care of them. Learn all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
623, okay, excuse me, 723. Okay, here we go, social media. This is from last hour.
Lon Safko, author of the Social Media Bible and the Fusion Marketing Bible, says social media has lost a lot of its effectiveness.
I mean, one of the most common thing on Facebook nowadays is, I put this up to say hello just to see how many people would actually respond back. If you've read this, please comment. And there's no comments on it. Everybody is talking and nobody is listening. Twitter, the same way.
Since so many people are pushing out content on social media, there are fewer people to consume it.
I mean, there you go. It's a one-way street now. And so, of course, it makes you think, you know, for the futurists out there, what's the next deal? What's the next way that they're going to do this? Because this one, obviously, people are becoming...
It's run its course.
Man. Go back to... A self-addressed stamped envelope. Yeah, probably not. A Minneapolis man was arrested for giving a cop a wet willy.
Times two.
Yeah. 24-year-old Riley Swearingen licked his finger, stuck it in the officer's ear while waiting in line for a bus over the weekend. In what world, you know? Oh, wait, in the intoxicated world. That's what it was. Yes. He's charged with felony assault. So, just saying. If you thought you wanted to do that, don't. Convenience store clerk, Pennsylvania, foiled a robbery using an insecticide. Annabelle Miller works at the CSI, Coalfield Mini Mart. What does that mean? That's a pretty interesting name. Anyway, in the town of Berlin. She's on duty on Sunday night. Masked woman came in, handed her an empty bag, and demanded she fill it with cash. She grabbed some Raid bug spray cut loose on the woman's face. That's all it took.
Wow.
She went running out of the store. No arrests were made. 7:25. Let's do some weather. And the weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hey, looks like we're going to have another pretty nice day because northeasterly winds will make it comfy, even though we'll be in the 80s. Low temperature tonight, once again, near about 60. We'll keep that for the next couple of days, including the winds, but then the winds are going to shift around out of the southeast. It's going to be a little bit warmer. In fact, as we get to the weekend on Sunday, we may have a high as much as 87 degrees. So we'll see, and we'll have 86, it says right now, on Monday. Currently, the winds are out of the east at 9, 75% relative humidity, and we've got 64 degrees.
The 7th Annual Ballpark Boo Fest is back and bigger than ever and free for everyone to attend. The Brazos Valley's favorite family event is this Sunday, October 26th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Cellucor Field, home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. This year's event is brought to you by Spirit Halloween, Mathnasium, ABC Dual Language Learning Center, Revive 45, and Primrose Schools. Don't forget to stop by George Bush Presidential Library's annual Night at the Museum from 3 to 6 p.m. on your way to Boo Fest. For more info, visit ballparkboofest.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Until 3 years ago, if you wanted to teach school in Wisconsin, you had to join a teacher's union. You had to pay dues, no matter whether you agreed to or not. A portion of your dues went to elect Democrats, despite the harm their policies inflicted on the education system and the state's economy. Well, 3 years ago, thanks to the political will of Republican Governor Scott Walker, the Wisconsin budget repair bill passed. It included a clause allowing teachers to opt out of the union. Unions must now mount recertification drives to make sure a majority of teachers want representation. The results are stunning here. The state's largest and most powerful teachers union, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, once bragged about nearly having 100,000 members. 3 years later, almost a third have quit. AFT Wisconsin had about 16,000 members, almost half gone. One teacher said that she decided to leave when she discovered the union was all about politics, not education. The union still puts a lot of pressure on teachers, she says, and there's been a backlash against teachers who show support for Governor Walker. Still a lot of fear out there. Another teacher expressed surprise that despite the great losses in membership, unions have not reformed. It's just business as usual. And there's a reason for that. Hardcore liberals are liberals first and last. And nothing, and I do mean nothing, will cause them to change course. Not even your kids and their education.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It's going to happen to somebody else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn someone racked up $15,000 on his credit card and bought a timeshare in his name. This prompted Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in theft protection. And since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. The new LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Protect yourself now. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call and use promo code RUSH and save 10%. The number is 1-800-440-2810. That's 800-440-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Manufacturing anti-Ebola drug from tobacco leaves in the biocorridor is another step closer to becoming a reality. Texas A&M's Center for Advanced Development in Manufacturing has been asked to submit a proposal to the federal government. If selected, production would start immediately to produce ZMAP for clinical trials or experimental therapy for Ebola patients. The chief executive of A&M's Health Science Center, Dr. Brett Jouat, will be chairing the first public hearing of the new Task Force on Infectious Disease Preparedness and Response. The hearing will be held this morning at the state capitol. Task Force members will focus on medical and public health preparedness for initial identification and isolation of patients with Ebola or similar high-consequence infectious diseases. The issue of future capital improvement projects in Bryan was among topics at Wednesday night's candidates forum covered by those wanting to take over the seat for single-member District 4.
CIP priorities for Mike Sutherland includes projects in Districts 1 and 2 while balancing that with the rest of the city.
For instance, we have roads in North Bryan that the kids have to walk down the road toward to stay out of the water. There's no sidewalks and there's ditches on the other side. That needs to be addressed.
Colin Cardonia says he's not in favor of handing over CIP money to another district.
I've got citizens that have concerns about sewage, running water, parking, infrastructure needs. If I am elected, I will take care of the district that I am voted for, number 4.
Online at WTAW.com, you can listen to the podcast of the Candidates Forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man was shot and killed during a disturbance early Wednesday morning at his home in North Bryan. The victim was identified as 22-year-old DeTorian Peterson. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there were at least five others in the house on Louisiana east of Bonham Park near Old Hearn Road.
There were at least two other individuals inside the house, and no one else had any major injuries.
McKeithen says Peterson's roommates have been interviewed, but investigators are still looking for three black men who left the house after the shooting. Detectives have not determined what caused the disturbance that led to the shooting. College Station police are looking for two men after a patient at College Station Medical Center said he was stabbed three times during a fight Tuesday night off Welburn Road near Terrell Park. Officers say the victim's injuries were not life-threatening. The suspects are described as a tall, skinny white male and a short, stocky black male. An hour after the stabbing, CSPD responded to what turned out to be a disturbance at the Polo Club Apartments on Dominick. Six people were arrested. 22-year-old Romy Moreland of Navasota is accused of breaking into the apartment, and she tried to remove one of the residents by pulling her hair. The woman who had her hair pulled was among four others who also arrested for the assault. And 24-year-old Philip Muccia Jr. of College Station, who was released from prison last year after serving time for helping set fire to a local home in March 2010, was arrested for possessing a handgun with a felony conviction. According to jail records, it's the fourth time Muccia has been arrested since June. The names of the others who were arrested are online at WTAW.com. Voters in the College Station School District will be seeing another bond issue. The school board on Tuesday discussed for the first time the need for a third middle school, a third intermediate school, and a 10th elementary. Superintendent Clark Ely says the earliest election date is 2 years from now.
We're going to continue to the discussion with the board and look at our debt service capacity, look at our maintenance and operation budgets, and what that would mean for our budgets, depending on which years we would potentially open new buildings.
Dr. Ely says CSISD enrollment has shot up by 6% each of the last 2 years.
We have been in a growth pattern for a good decade or longer. These last 2 years, back-to-back, are the first time we've had that accelerated growth in two consecutive years. As we drive around the community, we see the new houses coming in. We know of the industry coming to town. And so we're trying to, you know, make the best decision about what our growth will look like over the near term.
This is on the heels of voters last year approving an $83 million package. Online at WTAW.com is a progress report on those projects. The parent-teacher organization at Oakwood Intermediate School in College Station has found a sticky way to raise money for technology purposes. Principal Jeff Mann has been persuaded to be stuck to a wall with duct tape during tonight's fall festival. PTO member Miranda Crescioni says the $1 strips of duct tape go on sale starting at 6:30.
She'll be standing on a platform, and when we feel like everybody's gotten their chance to put tape on the wall or put duct tape on Mr. Mann, we're going to pull the platform and see if he's hanging.
Online at WTAW.com, you can watch the promotional video for tonight's fundraiser. Crescioni says Mann turned down the PTO's original idea of shaving off his mustache. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 5, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and quality of life. Vote Linda Harvell for College Station City Council Place 5. Learn more about me at lindaharvellforcouncil.com. Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
If you enjoy freshly brewed, handcrafted beer paired with chef-inspired cuisine, the only place you'll find them is at Blackwater Draw Brewing Company, the best brewery in town. Blackwater Draw brews their beer right in the front of the house, providing the full brewery experience while you dine. Did you know that you could take home your favorite Blackwater Draw draft or other favorite Texas craft beers? Did you know they have the NFL Sunday ticket so you can enjoy your Sunday brunch? Blackwater Draw Brewing Company, located on the corner of Church and Boyette, behind Northgate.
7:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some cloudiness moving across our portion of the state this morning. We should have partial sun through those clouds. They are producing some showers, but they seem to be drying up as they're moving east. We'll keep a watch on them. High temperatures 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. It becomes partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 85. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60 for the low. And then mostly sunny with a high of 80 to 85 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's nobody who's working harder at coaching, technique, game planning, all that kind of stuff than our guys in this building.
That's Coach Sumlin asking the question whether his offensive or defensive coordinator may be, have their future freed up. And he said no.
That was a nice thing to say. Have their future freed up.
I was trying to be nice. Okay. Nonetheless, he said no, and the rest of the answer coming up a little bit later on. Game two of the World Series last night in North Carolina in hot water with the law and the NCAA as well for maybe fudging grades a little for their athletes.
Okay. See how that works out. 7:38, Bill Flores joins us this morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on News Talk 1620. By the way, does that mean that having your future freed up is politically correct way of saying you've been fired?
Well, yes. Yeah, spending more time with your family, I think, is another way to do that, right? so just however you want to do that. You know,
I heard that. I was listening to you on the phone. I heard that. I thought, I kind of did a double take of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, there's a different way to say the same thing.
I was trying to be nice.
There you go. I understand.
Although, after I sat through that game at Tuscaloosa, and that was one ugly bomber.
And did you stay till the bitter end?
Well, I figured since the 11 men didn't show up, the 12th man didn't have to stay the whole time.
So
I left about halfway through.
I understand.
Let's
put
that in the official record.
I mean, we got to spend time with our granddaughters. I thought that'd probably be more important.
That's the way you say it. Exactly. Did you stay for the end of the game? No, we got to spend time with our granddaughters, which is far better than that. I know, we're obviously the elections are coming up, and so there's not a whole lot going on. I think it was interesting. I'm sure you know that the governor was here yet again yesterday to once again go through and take a look at the National Center for Therapeutic Manufacturing, the biomedical corridor. It's kind of neat that right here in Bryan College Station, we may be making a difference in this Ebola thing.
Well, you're exactly right, and we've been pushing on HHS to issue the task orders to go ahead and start trying to find an Ebola vaccine and also a West Nile vaccine. I mean, we've got the resources right here in the Brazos Valley to deal with this. And unfortunately, as has become typical with the federal government these days, they move slowly or incompetently, and we're trying to push them to do the right thing. It's an easy decision to make. It'd be easy to issue the order, and we could be moving forward on this instead of sideways.
It seems, though, that this is yet again the government not necessarily moving as quickly as they should. And then they go ahead and do something that's higher profile but not really close to solving the problem. That is saying that everybody has to come through these five airports in the United States, and that's supposed to make us feel secure. But, again, I'm sure everybody is at a loss as to how people can feel secure about this Ebola threat.
Well, you're exactly right. And what I think the better solution would be, rather than having everybody come through those five airports, is just quit issuing visas and for folks to come to the United States from the affected Equatorial West African countries. A lot of people were screaming about a flight ban, and I didn't think that was a good idea because a flight ban is easy to wire around. You just fly to another town, and then you come across. But if we shut down the visa issuance process, then they don't get in. They don't ever get on the airplane to start with.
Sure.
So I think that would be a better solution. The good news is that it does appear that, we've had no new infections. It appears that, some of the West African countries are starting the problem's starting to abate a little bit. Hopefully it'll continue on that path. No thanks to the federal government, but hopefully it will continue. But I think we need to start working on the ultimate solution to this. And we could do it right here at home.
Well, and again, it's all it takes is one more person coming in and we start this all over again.
Exactly.
It does have to be something where we physically keep people from being able to do this. Well, obviously it's going to be another week or so before because we have to have the election before you get back into Washington. But remind folks, what's on the to-do list when you get back?
Well, the to-do list includes the government's been funded through December the 11th. We'll have to extend the funding from December 11th to sometime into the next year, when the new Congress is seated. We also have several tax extenders that expired December the 31st of last year. And these are things like Section 179 credits that are very important to our small businesses and to our farmers and folks in agriculture. So that needs to be extended. We've got a defense bill we need to look at, and then you go on and on from there.
I guess to speak...
Oh, also the terrorism risk insurance program needs to be extended as well.
Bill Flores joining us from the district. One of the things that's, of course, on top of the minds of people here in Texas is Prop 1, talking about what's going to happen with rainy day money, and that money, a portion of that would now be directed toward transportation. If for some reason that does not pass, and there's a chance that it might not, what are the possibilities? Because Texas obviously is not the only state that has serious infrastructure transportation questions. Does it ever come back to the point where the federal government is going to be there again with the kind of funding that they used to have?
No, I don't think the federal government's going to step in and cover the funding shortfalls for two reasons. One is the federal government's broke, and number two is the Highway Transportation Trust Fund is not bringing in enough money to pay for the money that's going out. So the taxpayers are having to subsidize the fuel tax already. And there's just not a way to do that without dramatically hurting other parts of the budget. At the end of the day, what we need to do is we need to devolve the whole transportation and highway programs back to the states and let them deal with this, and then turn the federal gasoline tax to zero or close to zero, and then let the states each come up with the best ways to fund transportation for the respective areas. One of the things that we Texans can forget about is for every dollar we send to Washington in gasoline taxes, we only get 90 cents back. And I'd rather have 100 of those cents rather than just the 90 cents. And Texas, one of the things we found is Texas can build a road more quickly and better and cheaper than when you put this big federal bureaucracy on top of it. And so we need to push this back to the states, and the sooner the better. And then the state, on the other hand, the state's probably going to have to come up with a different way to raise money for its highway funding needs.
Yeah, I guess the good news is we have a lot of miles of highway that gives us an opportunity to raise some money. The bad news is we have a lot of miles of highway that have to be maintained and built as well.
And we've got 1,300 people a day moving this state. And so, we've got some infrastructure needs that we're going to get behind on if we don't hurry up.
And finally today, I'd like to get your comments, because roll call this morning was talking about how chairmanships may change in the House after the elections. And one of the ones that they mentioned is Veterans Affairs, because the chairman there, Representative Miller, may be moving on. Names that were mentioned, yours is on there as far as the chairmanship of the Veterans Affairs Committee in the House. I'd like to get your thoughts if reelected, how you feel about that.
Well, it's always good to have your name considered rather than to never hear your name mentioned at all. I think our constituents know that veterans issues are a passion of mine, and that if I'm selected to be the chair of the VA, it's something I would be happy to accept and would look forward to doing it. There are still a couple of names in front of me, actually three names in front of me. So I think just in seniority, there's probably not a great likelihood they'd do it. But if for some reason these other folks in front of me wind up getting other chair positions, then I'd be happy to be the VA chair.
There you go. If reelected, you heard it here first. We talked about it right now. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time again this morning.
Thank you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Certainly. Thanks.
Fall is in the air, and fabulous fall savings are going on right now at Allen Honda. Win with financing like 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2015 Fit. Or score big with great lease deals like the popular Accord, only $209 per month with $21.99 due at signing. Or a 2015 Pilot for only $269 per month for up to 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Come in and win with fabulous fall savings going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Good parenting requires a lot of qualities, but one of the most crucial and most overlooked is tenacity. Just ask Franklin Graham, the son of Billy and Ruth Graham. Back in his teen years, Franklin was a handful. On good days, he was obstinate and openly defiant toward his parents. He took up smoking against his parents' wishes as a teenager, but his mom was no pushover. He tells the story of how she'd come into his room each morning and demand that he get out of bed for school. Franklin did as he was told for a few days, but soon ignored mom. Ruth didn't back down, though. Instead, she grabbed his ashtray, overflowing with cigarettes, and dumped the whole thing on his head. That got him up, but the next morning, he locked the door of his room. When Ruth started pounding on the door, Franklin rolled over with a satisfied grin. But a few minutes later, he heard a noise outside his window. His mother was crawling on her hands and knees across the roof. Between her teeth was a cup of cold water that she intended to dump on his head through the window. And guess what? She succeeded. Now that's tenacity. Whether it's through testing boundaries or outright rebellion, teenagers will push you as far as they can. And that's why you'll need a good dose of stick-to-itiveness to get through those challenging days. To help your family thrive, come visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Hi, I'm Roy Flores, and I would like your vote for a seat on the Bryan School Board. My 25 years as a local business owner, 6 years as a Bryan Planning and Zoning Commissioner, will bring experience and a new perspective to the Bryan School Board. With my 5-year plan, we can reduce class sizes, add more teachers, and create a safer, more productive learning environment for our students. Vote Roy Flores. Last name on your ballot and your best choice for Bryan Schools.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Ernest Nolan, treasurer.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:49. As soon as Aggie football walked off the field, getting 59 hung on the D and the O getting blanked, the interwebs were exploding with the oft-heard throw the bums out. So, of course, Coach Sumlin had to answer the proverbial question, is anybody's opportunity being freed up? His response was no, but there was more than just the one-word answer.
There's nobody who's working harder at coaching, technique, game planning, all that kind of stuff than our guys in this building. And we've got to get the right pieces to the puzzle on the field and do a better job. I've said that. Don't get that confused. That starts with me. So ultimately, I have to evaluate and make sure that we're giving our team the best chance to win whatever we do. We've done that before, and we've been pretty good. So there's nothing to lead me to believe that we won't get back out of this thing and get back to where we were.
We'll see how it all plays out a week from this Saturday, November the 1st at Kyle Field. The Warhawks of Louisiana Monroe come a-calling at 11 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Aggie soccer plays a pair of games this weekend with a chance to secure a share of the SEC regular season title for the second year in a row. The Aggies travel to Fayetteville, Arkansas for a game on Friday, and then they host South Carolina on Sunday and can guarantee a piece of the title with a pair of wins. They have 3 points in hand over Florida. Aggies Can, the largest student-run food drive in the country, kicks off Sunday, October the 26th, as the Aggie volleyball team hosts the University of Kentucky at Reed Arena. Later that day, Aggie Soccer hosts South Carolina at 4 at Ellis Field, and you can get into both of those games by bringing canned food items. The week will wrap up with the kickoff at Kyle next week against Louisiana Monroe. You cannot, however, get into that game with canned food. The World Series is tied at a game apiece after the Kansas City Royals erupted for 5 runs in the 6th inning in a 7-2 win over the San Francisco Giants. Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost gave some of the credit to the crowd.
Our fans were just rabid. They were into the game from the first pitch. You know, you look up there, and I think there's half the crowd that doesn't sit down for the entire game.
Game 3 is Friday in San Francisco. Yesterday's shooting in Ottawa led the National Hockey League to postpone last night's scheduled game between the Senators and the visiting Maple Leafs. The NHL said the date and time of the rescheduled game will be announced at a later date. A gunman shot and killed a Canadian soldier and was later killed himself, with another incident happening earlier in the week. That's why they decided to postpone the game. An investigation released yesterday says the scale of academic scandal involving bogus classes and inflated grades at the University of North Carolina was more widespread than previously reported. The investigation said the scandal included about 1,500 athletes who got easy A's and B's over the span of nearly 2 decades. Most of the athletes involved were football players or members of the school's cherished basketball program. A prosecutor request to remove the judge handling the felony child abuse case against Minnesota Vikings star Adrian Peterson has been denied. Montgomery County State District Judge Kelly Case will remain the judge following a recusal hearing yesterday in suburban Houston. Prosecutors had accused Case of being biased against them. Jeff Adrian hit a free throw with 35 seconds to play to give Houston the 90-89 come-from-behind win over Orlando. Jeff Teague scored 21 points, and the Atlanta Hawks closed their preseason schedule with a 117-107 victory over San Antonio. And make sure to join us tomorrow morning, this same time, for the High School Football Report with Zach Taylor. Get you caught up on your favorite high school football team. And if you just can't wait, go to BrazosFootball.com. And that's been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to VisitingAngels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking you, the people of District 4, to look at your candidates on the ballot. Then vote for the candidate with a vision, one that will fight for what the people want. I do believe that character does count. Brian needs a person that can listen to the people and get things done. Let's get rid of status quo politics once and for all. Vote to keep Brian moving in the right direction. Please vote for me, Kyle Incardona, Bryan City Council, Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle Incardona Campaign, Glenn Duhon, Treasurer.
Why wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business? At Aggieland Business Park, the wait is over. Right now, your business can join high-tech companies at the park, transferring gigabyte-sized files at the speed of light. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60, a customized facility at Aggieland Business Park puts you at the heart of the biotech revolution. So don't wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business. Click on AggielandBusinessPark.com today or call Jim Jett at 571-4341. That's 571-4341.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes. Do we have tickets to that thing this weekend? You know that thing?
That thing this weekend?
Yeah, that thing where, you know, people dress up like they're from a
I believe we do.
Oh, we do.
Sunday and it's only? Not, I'm sorry?
Sunday only?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So what we would need is people to call in.
Right now, you mean?
695-1620. Well, they could, yeah.
And go online.
Sure.
Because we're drawing a winner for the contest at King's Feast,
actually,
too.
You have the King's Feast thing. Yeah, they can go online to register. How do they do that? Where do they go?
WTAW.com. It's on the front page.
I've heard of that, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you could have a chance to go with me to the King's Feast, but you can win right now if you call.
Yeah. Tickets, not to the King's Feast,
no.
just to the...
just to go have fun.
Yeah, go have fun out there in the woods.
All Hallows Eve, because they're doing it now. Because next...
That'd be weird.
So it won't just be Renaissance Festival costumes this weekend.
Yeah. How many pair do we have?
It will be a people-watching extravaganza.
Okay. How many
for the 26th, we have 1, 2, 3, appears we have 4 pair tickets.
Oh, we have 4 pair. Well, let's give half of them away. What do you think? Well, half.
So 2 pair then.
Yeah, 2 pair.
That's my Leander math right there.
That's good. Would you like 1 pair of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival this Sunday?
Why, yes, I would.
Well, isn't that Woo-hoo! Wonderful that you happen to call in right now? Who is this?
This is Aaron Wilhite.
Aaron Wilhite. What do you do, Aaron?
I teach at Blend.
Okay, very good. Well, come by here and get tickets. It's for Sunday only. We'll have the tickets for you here at Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
King's Feast, by the way, is for Saturday.
Oh, okay. Then, but this is for Sunday to go watch people dressed up in Halloween costumes. Who's this?
This is Jewel Boykin.
Okay, and what do you do?
I manage all safe storage units.
Oh, do you? Well, okay. Well, can you take a day off to go to the Renaissance Festival?
Great bosses, I bet I could.
All right, there you go. We got tickets for you. Thanks a bunch. Bye. Okay, there we go. That's all for today. May do some tomorrow. I guess since it's Friday, we should. Okay, China is needing to give advice to their citizens about how to name their kids. Apparently, it's a problem over there. Their government-run television network is giving suggestions when Chinese people want to start using English names. As the network described it, English people are stuck in whatever happy or unhappy names they've been given. Chinese citizens have the freedom to select practically any English alternative that they want. So they suggest you're generally good to go with respectable names that come with implications of wealth, like Elizabeth, William, or Catherine. But they suggest stay away from old-timey names like Percival and Gertrude. They suggest not to use food names like Candy or Sugar or Cherry, because we know what those are.
That's a definite career path.
They would be non-smart girls, is what they say, okay? If you're looking to rebel from conformity, choose a name like Dragon or Fish or Lawyer. However, don't be surprised if you get many confused and many amused looks from foreigners. And finally, stay away from famous names like Madonna, Einstein, or Obama. Also avoid mythological or religious names like Satan, Jesus, Hercules, Dumbledore. However, Harry from Harry Potter would be okay. How to name your Chinese child. Because their government needs to tell them how to do everything, too. It's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Brian.